Wow, you all been reading my opening scripture. We'll go to there in a minute. Any other testimonies first? Okay, very good. This one is from Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3.
That's right.
Been there, huh? Amen.
We need to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." And this is really, really an important thing to look at, because a person whose mind is fixed or rooted or grounded or set on the Lord will not come to that place where they have no peace in their life. Because you notice it says, has to do about the mind, whose mind. See, it's things that people think about that cause them to lose their peace. Because we get our eyes onto other stuff that's going on, and we lose our focus about God's remedy for stress, duress, anxiety, fear, worry, fidgety, antsy pants kind of thing. And there isn't any of that when our minds are fixed on Him. Just think about Fixodent, those of you that use it. You know your teeth aren't going to fall out. Okay, so get your mind fixed on Him, and then your mind won't fall out. Don't have a falling out with your mind. That's not a good place to be, because you lose your peace. You might lose your teeth. And it says perfect peace. Now, that's peace in its fullest manifestation. Perfect peace is a peace where the person is absolutely settled and they're not looking around and getting caught up. It's one thing to notice and be aware of the turmoil and the troubles. Jesus said, in this world there's tribulation everywhere, and it's just that we as believers tend to see it now, because from a spiritual perspective, it's not that we're above it in the sense of, and we don't always escape from troubles in our own lives. It's just that we have a place to go where we don't have to let those things have us. And the world doesn't have that. And sometimes people get caught up in circumstances and troubles, and they find it very difficult to have peace. Peace is knowing that it is well with our souls. Peace is knowing our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Peace is knowing that all our sins are forgiven and washed away under the blood of Jesus Christ. So we have peace with our Heavenly Father first, and then it's much more easily accomplished to have peace with one another, because we're of that same spirit. But it takes renewing our minds to the Word so that we know what the will of God is by His Word. And peace is one of the fruit of the Spirit. It's a very, very precious thing. And those whose mind is stayed on Thee because he trusts. When a person puts all of their trust in the Lord, what's the end result? It's peace, isn't it? Well, what if we only do that from time to time when we think about it? What's our mind going to be like in the meantime? You see, peace will be, it'll be here and it'll be gone. It won't stay and remain, so that it becomes a part of who we are. So when your peace suddenly disappears, it doesn't mean he disappeared, the author of your peace, the Prince of Peace. It just means that's a tip off. We need to get refocused and come back to where our minds are stable in him and fixed in him. Does that say fixed or stayed? I use fixed. It's a better word picture for me. Or you could think of Gorilla Glue. If you could glue your brain to think just God thoughts. But that's rather robotic. You don't want to be Mr. Robotic. Anyway, don't lose it. It's valuable to have. You won't be one that's prone to backing into somebody's car just to get out of the driveway. You might bless them with a brick once in a while, but don't smash their car.